Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Chef and chocolatier, Gráinne Mullins, hello and welcome back.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So Gráinne, people will know you from your Grá chocolates brands, but you're also a pastries chef, and today you're going to give us some desserts for Christmas Day. I presume these are things we can make ahead of time?
You can make them ahead of time. I think desserts should be prepared easy on Christmas Day. You're so busy, you do not want to be flapping around with a dessert. You want something you can make and just serve.
Do you need to make more than one?
You don't. I think one is fine.
People get into this frenzy.
Look,
of like,
we often have a Christmas cake. We often have mince pies there anyway. But add to it. Make one nice centrepiece and let it share out.
Yeah.
Make an alternative small thing if you need to with some person that doesn't like it. But don't go OTT.
Okay.
People
and
are
if
full.
You make one, make it a showstopper.
Absolutely. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
One nice dessert. That's what I do. I always make it in advance and leave it and then have it ready to go on the day. Very little work. I want all my focus to be on the Christmas dinner.
Okay. So look. The problem is people have certain expectations at Christmas. We were talking about this earlier in a general sense, but you know, we always have to have X and we have to have Y and that's the tradition. Trifle being an example. You're switching up the classic trifle to a chocolate trifle. I know
I
already.
Yes. So I think for me personally, I don't love a classic trifle. I like a little bit, but not hugely. It never gets devoured. But some people really think there has to be a trifle. So I wanted to tweak it up, replace the sponge cake with some brownies, do a chocolate mousse, the cream layer, and I put oranges in with it, but you could put any fruit you wanted to. So I did candied orange peel and some slice of mandarins because they're in season at the moment and they're delicious. So that's what my suggestion is. It's a very easy recipe once you kind of master the stages, but it's delicious. It'll go down an absolute treat.
And in a glass bowl so people can see the
layers, I have a gorgeous tall glass bowl that I put it into and you can see all the layers. A regular trifle bowl, but also don't worry about that. If you don't have something, don't go off and buy it. Take it easy, use what you have, serve it in something beautiful and it's going to be enjoyed
good.
No matter what.
Yeah, well, I think we're into no pressure is
yes.
what we're into today with people. Okay, chocolate black forest meringue. Oh
yes.
My God.
Another showstopper. Again, we all love Pavlova. So I've tweaked it up, add cocoa powder into it. Follow the exact recipe. If you add too much cocoa powder, it will sink and it won't work for you. So follow the recipe exactly. Pavlova's a tricky one anyway, but loads of people out there have already mastered it. So this just levels it up another little bit.
Okay, then so the meringue is a chocolate flavoured meringue.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
you're adding your cocoa powder in there. And if you don't want to do that, just use your classic meringue, but dust it with some icing sugar before it goes into the oven. And that's another way of tweaking up your standard recipe if you're used to that. But then I'm just topping it simply with some whipped cream, a drizzle of kirsch, and some cherries. So I like to use Amarena cherries. You can get them in beautiful jar. They're sweet, they're sour, they're delicious, and they're a real showstopper. And at the very end, just grate over some chocolate. Use a grater, whatever you have in the house, grate over some chocolate that you've had in the freezer, and it'll do a gorgeous dusting of chocolate on the top.
Amazing. This is not a dessert, but I like this idea. A homemade cream liqueur is very easy to make, is it?
Very easy. You literally add your honey, your whiskey and your cream and you mix them together with a whisk, just simple as, pour it into a bottle and it's ready to serve for the whole Christmas. That is it. You don't need to heat up anything. This is for anyone just wants to have something nice in the house. It's so delicious, but it shows as a showstopper. If you have loads of people popping around the house and you can tell them you made your own Irish cream liqueur, they're going to be so impressed.
Okay, you've got this is kind of an after dinner treat then, peppermint bark. Now we're going to have to be tempering chocolate here.
So people are a little scared of tempering chocolate, but I wanted to kind of break it down and show how easy it is. So again, it's following a few steps. We temper chocolate all the time, so I'm well used to it.
To do what?
So it basically, you know when your chocolate goes kind of grey or white on top, if it's been melted
like
and...
It's separate,
it's basically bloom. So it means the sugar and fats have fallen out of line and they're rising to the top. So by tempering chocolate, you're forcing those sugar and fat crystals back into line, which means it stays crisp and nice and it won't bloom. It won't get that sugar on top.
Okay.
So basically what you want to do, you want to melt 3/4 of your chocolate, add in the remainder of it. You're going to do it in the microwave, but you are going to mix it every 30 seconds. When that 3/4 of the chocolate is melted, you're going to add in the rest of the chocolate that you've kept aside and mix it all until it's all melted. Then you're going to pour that into a tray. You're going to repeat the exact same steps with the white chocolate. Pour that on top. and just before you pour it, add in some peppermint oil. So just a few drops of peppermint oil and top with some crushed up candy canes. We'll all have loads of candy canes around the house this time of year. Again, that's another way to use them up, because I know some people don't like them, but this is a nice way of making a peppermint bark. Then pop that in the fridge, let it cool down. When it comes out, break it into little pieces and you'll have loads of little pieces of kind of a minty chocolate deliciousness.
Gorgeous. Really nice. You could do that with nuts or that as well.
You can. You? Oh, top it with absolutely anything. Take out the peppermint oil and fill it with anything you have in the cupboard. Maybe pretzels or nuts or raisins or cranberries, whatever you want.
You want to say something about Christmas cakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Christmas cake, I think for me, look, we all make it in advance whenever possible. Some people haven't got it together, but there's still time to make it. Make it up, enjoy it. It's there to be enjoyed. You won't be able to feed it with the whiskey every single week or brandy, but there's still time. Make it this weekend
Not
if you have
late.
Time.
Okay.
Yes.
And finally, you've got a seasonal take on a chocolate biscuit cake.
Yes. So I know last time I was in, I made a chocolate biscuit cake, but I want to tell you, if you've already mastered that recipe, tweak it. Just pop it into a pudding mold, pop it into the freezer. And I also changed the biscuits in it. So I went for a lotus biscuit rather than a rich tea. But you could also throw in a ginger nut biscuit or anything else you like if you want to make it a bit more seasonal, a bit more spiced in flavour. So into a pudding mold. And then I flipped it out, and you might have to heat it up a little bit in some hot water. But then you turn it out of the pudding mold and decorate with some white chocolate, a little bit of icing sugar. And I got some lovely decorations in my local supermarket. I decorated with some miniature little Christmas trees and some miniature little gingerbread men. And it looked gorgeous.
Grania, I'm a very limited chef, and sometimes I'm sitting here going, yeah, that sounds amazing, but I'm not making any of those things. They're all really doable.
They are.
And you're getting bang for your buck then. They're all super impressive looking, and you did them yourself.
And they'll all keep for a few days as well. So you don't just have to eat them on one day. You can use them all the whole way to New Year's.
Excellent. Okay, Grania Mullins, thank you very much. People will find those recipes on our show page. And I know you've got lots of videos up on your Instagram too, which is Grania Mullins. Thanks, Grania.
Thank you. Okay.